Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we discuss what would be on the devil's playground, which sign is most likely to commit murder, and the latest celebrity feud, Lana Del Rey versus furries. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hi, Corey.
Hello, Tyler.
What is happening? What is going on?
Happy 6.06 p.m. to you, babe.
6.06 has never felt this sexy.
Speaking of 6.06.
Yeah, 3.03. Would you want to see...
And the devil laughs.
No, that's 6.66. Would you... Is there a member of 3.03 you would want to fuck?
I couldn't tell you one member of 3.03 other than Katy Perry.
Well, years ago, I was at a college speaking event, and I don't know where, and I don't know when, and blah, 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 blah.
That sounds like you.
Yeah. But in the early years, I would be like, I'll just spend a week on that campus, and really partied it up.
Get that college dick.
Right. And one of the events during the week of my speaking event was...
You saw 303 in concert.
303 concert in their out of place auditorium where they like built a little kind of a stage that was too low. I remember it being too low and like people could climb up on it. And so it was really kind of like, is this safe? But during the show, they were like, where's the party tonight? And I was like, oh, 303 is going to fuck someone tonight.
Well, did all three of them? Are there three members?
I couldn't tell you, to be honest.
Who's the O?
No. Do you know about the 303, what they do this?
The sign you're doing with your hand is very... I think Triple H did that in WWE.
I don't know who Triple H is, but this is the pinky, the ring, and the middle finger on both hands.
You don't know who Triple H is, did you even watch wrestling growing up?
Absolutely not.
Do you smell what The Rock is cooking?
No.
I think if a rock was cooking, I think that's meth, no?
No? Sickening, no? No, 303.
Were you more of a... Were you
606 is 2303 songs playing at the same time 606?
Were you more of a The Rock fan or a Stone Cold Steve Austin fan?
Stone Cold Steve Austin, kind of.
What, really?
Yeah, well, in my grandma's trailer, I remember it being on, and I don't
she
ever
She watched Monday Night Raw?
No, my grandma
Night
had a...
Heat?
I don't know the living situation now, but my grandma had a trailer in the trailer park, and my uncle and my cousin lived in the trailer with her. And so
It was a three-bedroom.
It was not a three-bedroom. I'll just say that. But there was a lot of the dangling bead in the doorways.
I read Binge.
Anyway, I think my cousin would watch Raw, and I would play solitaire on the computer.
Wow.
So, and then when I got the TV, I would play the casino Nintendo game.
I think the moral of the story is you are an Undertaker fan.
No, I don't. No.
You are
no.
very big into 606.
Is that what the Undertaker says?
The Undertaker was like the devil. He was all dark sided.
I think we need to have Mamrie come on the podcast sometime soon for a full wrestling episode, because, you know, she's like an expert on that.
When I was in like ninth grade, I fully watched WWE, or back then it was, I think, WWF.
Wrestling.
And I was very into it. I knew all the big players.
I will say I went to a Raw, or is that what it's called? Raw? WWE Raw?
They had like Monday Night Raw, I think, and it was like Thursday Night Heat, and it was like Sunday Night SmackDown or something.
I don't know what the fuck it was. Me, Grace, Mamrie, and Scott Hoying went, and it was incredible.
Did you take a sign that you made from like a Walmart, like a poster board?
No, I wish we had, because we were in the second row. So it was like anything that I held up would have been on TV. But there were multiple videos and pictures of people were tweeting us like, oh my God, I see you, blah, 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 blah. Because the WWE fandom is like huge. It's very intense.
Not all Tyler Oakley fans are WWE fans, but all WWE fans are Tyler Oakley fans.
The Venn diagram is a circle. You know, okay, the kids love, they love it Raw, and they love Raw. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Did you want to know my note on my little spreadsheet here that says Psychobabble topics, and it says 666?
Sure, I guess. The Devil Laughs, Monster.
Can you believe I checked my Venmo balance today, and it was $6.66.
You keep your Venmo balance that low?
Not usually. I mean,
I guess I don't really know how it works. Do you add money to it, or is it just like it accumulates time?
It's like when people pay me for things, I very rarely like cash it out to my bank unless it's actually like a big balance, like hundreds of dollars.
Right.
But usually I'll leave like 20 or some dollars floating in there, and then I'll pay my roommate when he buys me an orange juice or a burrito or something.
Sure.
And then I was selling my Maggie Rogers tickets today. Don't worry, I'm selling my San Francisco tickets, but I'm seeing her in LA. And the two strangers who bought my tickets paid me. When I went in there to make sure they paid me, I saw my balance was $6.66. Thank God they paid me, and now I'm rich. I have like $100.
Well, but why is 666 the number of the beast? Like, what is that? Why is that?
I don't know. You think I paid attention any of the times my dad made me go to church?
Well, I don't know if they had like a seminar on 666. I don't know if it was like a big old deal.
That's like what I think is like when you watch a scary movie and they're all like spooky activity happens at 3:33 in the morning, and I'm like, that
does
seems
it?
Like
is that a thing?
Well, I'm like, that just, like, of course it's scary in the middle of the night. It's dark out. Okay. I'm like...
So 3:33 is an... It's, yes, scary things happen then, but also 3:34 is what you're saying.
Exactly. And they're all like, well, 3:33 is half of 666, and it's the devil's playground or something. And I'm like, bitch, you just tried to pick a spooky-ass time in the middle of the night to make spooky stuff happen. Because you can't be scared at 6:66 in the morning. Because, like... Cock-a-doodle-doo, bitch.
Did you just scream cock?
Do you?
I want to talk about...
Cock-a-doodle-doo, bitch. It's time to get ready for work.
Bitch, shut the fuck up. I want to talk about the Devil's Playground.
Okay.
What do you think he has on the Devil's Playground?
A merry-go-round, for sure.
What makes it devilish? Is it?
Have you never seen a kid fall off of that and get pulled under?
I love...
You remember those ones?
I love when it goes so fat. Oh, wait. A merry-go-round is the one that... It's just like a circle.
Yeah, remember they had those? I bet they don't even have those on playgrounds anymore because those are the devil's playground.
Whoa. Is that the one where you have to like hold on as hard as you can because the faster you would just, the more...
Yeah, and like a big kid would come over and he'd just grab it and start running as fast as he could, spinning it while you were trapped on it.
Wow.
At 3:33 in the morning.
No. What else is on the Devil's Playground? I guess
tetherball.
What is a tetherball?
Bitch.
Oh, the stick with the ball on the string.
And you're all hit it and it's like whoever gets it tied tighter around.
I've never seen one of those in real person.
You know my poor high school. That's all we had on the playground.
You know what we had at my elementary school?
Four square and tetherball, bitch.
At my elementary school, oh yeah, four square was really big. It's probably three square? Six square?
The recess lady would always come over and be such a bitch, and she would be like, you can't, she would like kick the king out of the four square ground, and I'd be all, I earned my spot, you cunt.
She's rotating it out just to be like a socialist.
Yeah, because we would really set it up to take out whoever we want. We'd have alliances. I started making alliances in games at a young age.
Well, there you go.
I was the king bully.
I was actually a little bit like that because when we played Foursquare, we were similar. But you know what we had in our Devil's Playground?
Hand-eye coordination.
Yeah. Well, I could sweet talk the boys. Plus, when we played Foursquare, I have a very distinct memory of we had a witch in our fifth grade class.
Okay. And
what?
Like a real witch or like a costume?
He said that he.
Oh.
What?
He.
Oh, you did you assume my witch was a did you assume my turtle's gender? What is it?
A warlock? Franklin? Are you sure he wasn't a warlock?
I don't know how he identified, but his name was Sam. He was a witch. And so everyone was too nervous to like get on his like bad side, obviously. So so nobody would come for him in Foursquare. I know.
God, if I could go back in high school, I'd be a witch.
There's still time. You could never been...
I could really never been kissed.
Never been hexed. That could be the new...
I do have a fresh face, and I do look very young, especially if I shave. So all I need is braces.
So let's talk about Never Been Kissed, because that movie is ludicrous. There's no world where the two of them wouldn't have like stuck out like sore thumbs because they both look 30-something.
Are you kidding?
Have you seen a 16-year-old? It's not Teen Wolf.
Legally, I'm not allowed to.
Thank God. It's not Teen Wolf. Not everyone's like a hunky, huge, like burly man when they're a senior. Like, real life high school seniors are like, they look like dweebs.
Yeah, I mean, at my high school, everybody looked like they were 12 years old because, I don't know, it was something in the water. But I mean, I'm sure some high schools out here.
That's what it was.
No, bitch, we had well water. I've seen, especially out here, the other day, I saw two kids walking back from Whole Foods, and I thought, I had to look at them for a very long time, and I thought, are they 18 or are they like 24?
Whole Foods, that's what they call my, thank you.
Your what?
My rectum. Dear, thank you.
Cool. Well, I hope you get your Amazon Prime discount.
On what?
At Whole Foods.
Oh, you know, I pull it up. It's always for like 7 cents.
And I think, thanks, Amazon, richest company in our whole fucking country/world. Thanks for the 7 cents back.
Well, you know, it's better than nothing, I guess. I don't know.
Well,
I'm ready to get rid of the penny. Anyway, what are you about to say?
Do you want to know what else is on my bucket list to talk about?
Sure.
Not bucket list. I guess it's just my podcast list.
Well, if you die tonight, then it will have been your bucket list, kind of.
Really?
Are you currently racing your edible? You mentioned that. I want everyone to know that before we started recording, Corey goes, well, I already took an edible, so we'll see if we finish before it hits.
Yeah. Well, it should. I mean, it's very rarely kicks in before 30 minutes, and we're at 12 in, so.
Okay. Well,
one of these days I'll just take one and not even tell you. And it's going to be a hit episode.
You don't think I've done that?
Oh, that explains a lot. You don't think I've done that for the last 5 years?
Please help. What's on your bucket list for the conversation today, honey?
I mean, this is very edible talk. I was thinking the other night, I thought, while on an edible, I thought, I wonder what zodiac signs are the most likely to murder people.
Ooh, now that's fun. Tell me. Did you look it up?
Yeah, bitch. I Googled it and found all kinds of articles. They all seem to reference the same like study. I think the FBI did a study or something.
Okay.
And it seemed like everybody had the same listicle that they just ripped off from the same article. But it really had a breakdown. And I wanted you to tell me if you thought if Pisces or if Aries, my sign and your sign, who's more likely to murder?
More likely to murder. I would say Aries, because Aries,
bitch, it's you.
Yeah, well, not just because of how I feel about me, but I also feel like Aries are very stubborn, and yeah. Aries are hard-headed, and so when something goes against our way, Good luck.
This says Aries can lose their temper real fast.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
But their anger often doesn't last long once they get there. Although,
right, but murder only takes a second.
It's a split decision, bitch. Yeah. It says, although they can get crazy and aggressive, they're usually not the killing type. Still, you should not test it out and let one get mad at you.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just really playing with fire being your friend.
Most people are. What's the sign that's least likely to kill? Did you look that up?
I was shocked.
Is it
the sign?
Is it? Don't tell me. Is it Gemini? Because that would shock me. That would shock me.
Yes. Yes. That's what it says. Gemini is the least dangerous zodiac of them all. And maybe that's why everybody gives Gemini such shit.
Because we're trying to change the narrative.
Yeah, I guess. We all know how kind they actually are.
There's no world.
Their two personalities.
You know, I recently met a, what's like a sign you feel like you don't know anybody who's that sign?
I think I actually looked at this once based off my like Facebook friends to see if I like just generally didn't have a lot of friends that were this. And I really don't think I have a lot of Sagittarius friends or a lot of Gemini friends, which it says I don't really get along with either of those signs. So I always think it's interesting because I like looked at my Facebook and a lot of like my close friends, a lot of people don't fall into either of those categories.
I wonder if there's something where you can like grant access to your Facebook and then obviously like give Russia the whatever they need to change the election, but grant access on Facebook so that they can sell you like, or tell you like what signs you're most friends with. Is that what you did, or you just did it manually?
I just kind of did it manually because you can like click on Facebook and see whose like birthdays are coming up, and then my friends and I just talk about it a lot. We send each other a lot of like Instagram memes, so I think I know a lot of what my friends are. I have so many Libra friends, it's crazy.
I have a lot of I feel like I have a lot of Aries friends. Every time I meet a gay person, I think, are you an Aries? But I think I just have that. I feel like a connection with a lot of Aries.
Well, I am an Aries rising, so that's why we get along.
Okay, well, I do think I know a lot of Leos. I've dated a lot of Leos.
Bitch, I was thinking the other day, I was like, as much shit as Geminis get, we should talk more shit about Leos.
You're not wrong. I don't know many Virgos. Somebody said that they were a Virgo to me, and I thought, what's a Virgo? Who are you?
Bitch, it's Virgo season right now.
Yeah,
and
well,
I
can we
love,
skip?
I love Virgos, bitch. That's my sister sign.
Oh, is it? How do you know your sister sign?
Well, your sister sign is who you're supposed to get along with best. Let's see what yours is.
Aries. A Libra.
Sister sign. Libra. Yours is Libra? We have a lot of Libra friends. A lot of my friends up here are Libras.
Well, there you have it. I wonder what my... I should look up what my friends are down in LA because I've... You know, my friend Nick. You know Nick.
Yeah. He's all mad because every gay is born in March. I'm like, get over it. Grow up.
Well, you know, all the birthdays that are happening right now are because everyone was fucking during Christmas. Somebody was like, there's so many birthdays right now. I'm like, well, holidays.
Yeah. Happy Christmas to you.
Yeah. What's in your stocking?
Get seated the house down with that semen.
What? seated. I thought you meant like seated, sit. But you mean well, insemination.
You could sit on it too, bitch.
When I'm seating, I am seating. Anyway, Nick.
I think they know who Nick is.
I guess they can look up who I'm talking about. Nick Tamino. He is the type of person, and I think he's very particular in this way. He's the type of person to A, have CoStar.
I know. I added him on CoStar, and it's an app, you guys, about astrology if you don't have it. I added it, and I saw that he was on there because he's in my contacts on my phones, and it said he's like the person I have the least in common with out of all the people I've added on CoStar, and it tries to be so nice about it. It's like, well, you and Nick just see very differently on a lot of stuff.
Do you find that you do?
I think I don't know him that well in person.
Oh, wow.
I mean, how well do you get to know someone at Coachella when you're just like raging?
Raging.
We haven't had a heart to heart.
Okay, well, there's still time. Let me know what you think. But all I was saying about him was he's the type of person to religiously be like sending out his screenshots of his co-star and be like, look, you guys, how did it know?
I'm
like,
well, bitch, he needs to get the pattern. And then he and I need to be friends on that, too.
I think he has that. I'll text him. I'm like, bitch... how do you not see that all of these things are just like the lowest common denominator vague shit? Like,
watch your back today. You might find a penny today. Pick it up. I disagree. I really like the pattern. And they like have cycles of the pattern. Again, it's like an astrology app for any of you who don't know who's are listening. The pattern has these like cycles that we go through. That's like a 6 month phase or a year phase or something. And one of the phases that it said I was going through was so spot on in a like creepy way. I just was very into it.
So it knew. You know what I think would be interesting that Grindr doesn't have, or like maybe Grindr or Tinder or a dating app does have, and I just don't know. I feel like you should be able to list your sign and filter by sign. I feel like there's so many crazy people that would do that.
Don't give away your $1 million idea. Let's get to work.
Okay. Well, sorry, and Virgos. Sorry. Who else?
And we'll be sure to put on the filter for when they look up a Cancer. We'll be like, just so you know, Cancers are the most murderous bitches.
And maybe it's like Tinder, so you only get one person at a time and you say yes or no. And maybe it sorts it by what's most compatible with you.
I'm very into that. Let's do it.
Okay, well, there
but
you
we
go.
Gotta we gotta do we gotta do their full charts though. We're not just doing like your sun sign. Grow up.
Yeah.
It's 2019.
Sure.
Find out your rising, find out your moon, call me.
Don't you need to know like the time of day you were born? Like feel like my mom lies.
I will call Jackie and get her on the phone and ask her to pull out your birth certificate
we've done that on an episode of the podcast. I called my mom and asked her what time of day I was born. I think she said.
Well, we're not doing it today, but I will text her and find out, and then I will manually punch your information into the pattern and CoStar astrology that I can see why you and I hate each other so much.
Sure. Okay. Great.
See, wow, we're the play cousins with the mostest.
What else is on your bucket list of things to talk about, Corey?
I mean, I guess I was just in a spooky mood the other day if you didn't catch that, I was in Cancers. It says Cancers are the most likely to murder. So watch out. I like Cancers though. Anyways, I saw this other article that said there's a show coming out and it combines your love for shows that flip houses and spooky stuff. And it's a house renovation show where they flip houses where someone was murdered in it.
Ooh, so it's kind of like, okay, so we have spirits, we have demolition, we have a reveal, and we have like a peaceful ending of like the spirit has moved on.
And you have a chalk outline on the floor of the kitchen.
No!
I don't know, maybe.
Sure, okay. Well, I guess my question is like, is it going to be like every episode the spirit moves on? Because that's not realistic. Some spirits are going to stay.
I don't know how tapped into the like spirits of it all that they are. I just think they're flipping a house that someone got murdered in.
Okay, well.
We were talking about this when I was in Seattle with my two friends because they had just bought a house. And they were asking us, like, could you buy a house if you knew someone was murdered in it?
Absolutely.
I don't think I could.
I wouldn't give a fuck. I have opened many cursed items in this house, and I am doing just fine.
Well, bitch, get a real cursed item and then tell me.
You don't think that clown was cursed? You don't think that those ashes were cursed? I paid good money.
Did you taste those ashes? You can't even tell if it's a real ash. That could have been dirt.
I snorted a line of it. Let me tell you, it was cursed ash.
Well,
I didn't see color for days.
I couldn't taste flavors. I couldn't see colors.
Yeah, I
went deaf in one ear.
I could barely stand.
I started writing left-handed.
Crazy things were happening. The spirit took over me. Do not snort ashes that are cursed, y'all. Let me just tell you, that's the devil. That's the real devil's playground.
Yeah, it really is.
Do you think the devil's playground has wood chips under the swings?
For sure. Kids are definitely getting splinters.
I hate that. Okay, cool. You know what it was on my bucket list to talk about?
I love that we're calling it bucket list.
Because we're both
becoming cycle ghosties at the end of this episode.
When the clock strikes 6:36, ghosties. No, Lana Del Rey.
Yeah. If one more gay person tries to make me listen to her album.
Listen, it's not for me.
If it's not a Blue Jeans remix, I don't want to hear it.
Oh, I feel like we had a really good Blue Jeans remix. Will you send that to me? I know you have it.
I do have it.
She did a live stream on Instagram the other day, and obviously to promote her new album or whatever was going on, and she was answering questions, and somebody asked... What?
Somebody sent me a letter. She wrote something about the death of America.
Oh, Jesus.
I thought, okay.
Well, I don't know. Maybe. No, somebody asked if she was a furry, and she said, quote, "I'm not a furry. You guys are gross."
She furry shames?
She's a furry shamer. She said, "Fuck furry lives."
No.
No, she didn't say that, but she basically said that.
She said, what's the opposite of a furry?
Human, I think.
I was thinking more of like a porpoise.
Maybe the opposite of a furry is a animal that wears a human skin to fuck.
No, because like, you know, porpoises are just very sleek and they just slip right through the water and they have no fur.
No. No, the opposite of a furry is an animal that wears human skin. Does that not resonate? Do you not see how that's the opposite of a furry?
The only animals who wear human skins are humans.
Yeah, I know. So I'm the opposite of a furry right now. Do you find?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, well, anyway, she was smoking her vape and she said, no, she's not a furry and you guys are gross. So, is she canceled? That's my question.
I guess. I saw that there's like a queer party here in San Francisco that meets like monthly or, I don't know, quarterly. And it's a furry party at this bar that we like. And I just now thought, should you and I get furry costumes and go to it one night just to see?
To like infiltrate and see if we blend in?
No. Just to like try new things. Try everything twice.
Here's my problem. Like here's the reason I could never be a furry.
Too sweaty.
Absolutely. I am in a normal temperature. I'm already sweating. I have a hoodie on, I'm sweating. It could be freezing out. I'm sweating.
I don't even want to wear a jacket to the bar because I don't want to check it, let alone I'm going to be hot.
Like, do you check your cow head?
Are you just buck naked under your furry costume?
I think the sweatiest ones are. I don't know.
It should be. And then do they have one of those like water backpacks underneath it to like hydrate?
That is smart. And you could wear a diaper. True. I think we've figured out the best way to furry.
So I think we're doing it next quarter.
What if we just went for an hour? And you need a diaper. That's possible. But also the problem with like dabbling in furrydom is like a furry costume, I think, would be expensive. No, it's not a gateway.
We could probably rent it.
Is it like rent the runway? Rent the furry? Rent the furway?
Oh my God. So I think.
Wait, that's our new business.
Rent the furway. And then you can be a different furry for every party.
Yeah. Cause like one.
Fuck you, Lana Del Rey.
This is, you know what? Lana got it wrong. We're about to start the business.
Rent the furway.
I think that's good because, yeah, people will return it. We'll dry clean it. It's going to be ready to go, you know. Mm-hmm, or maybe we won't dry clean it. I don't know if they like the stench.
I think our website will have two tabs. Ones that's like, these are fresh cleaned, and the one that are like, these are a little rank.
Rank and rancid for my fellow pups.
Yeah, what animal would you be?
A turtle. I think. People say I look like,
Call it a fertile?
Dana Carvey, is that his name?
Yeah.
When he was turtle, people say I look like that.
You do.
Thank you.
You didn't like fertile?
What does fertile mean? Oh, a turtle, furry turtle! Yes, I'm a fertile. I'm just your average
I'm fertile, baby.
I'm a fertile who wants to be seated while he's seated.
Are you allowed to talk while as a furry, or is it just like, rah, rah?
Oh, I thought you said top. Talk?
Talk.
Talk. Well, yeah, you could talk. You could TikTok. Do you have a TikTok?
No, no. We're not making TikTok happen.
I think the furry community is big on TikTok.
No.
Yes.
Okay, I guess we'll download the app.
Lana said, fuck TikTok. Fuck furry lives.
Is Kesha getting any portion of this TikTok $1 million pyramid?
Oh, because of her song?
Yeah.
No, maybe.
Was Kesha's TikTok the first song that every TikToker had to TikTok to before they could start their TikTok account?
If a TikToker TikToked all TikTok.
While taking a Tic Tac.
A Tic Tac. Isn't it? Oh, they are called Tic Tacs. You want a Tic Tac? Yeah. That's what people say. That's what people say. You know about
Are
that?
You sure you didn't do an edible?
Okay, well, it's that time of the day, Corey.
It is 6:36, bitches.
And, you know,
I really, really hope somebody started listening to this at 6:06, and now it's 6:36 for them, too.
Oh, my God. Now, that would be trippy.
The devil's playground.
That would be the devil's playground. That's how you know you're in the devil's playground, time-wise.
Yep.
You know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyway, of course. Corey, we got to get the fuck out of here. Where can people find you?
Well, I am on Instagram at FertileTurtleDog.
No. No. And I'm 303Fan7. So you guys can catch us both on Instagram. Also, people are loving the video we just put up. I thought it was so cute and fun.
It was a smash hit. I was really happy with it.
We posted a video on my YouTube channel where we went to the viral one-hour photo place that Kacey Musgraves promoted and made it like an Instagram for, and then it went viral. And we met Tom himself. We did a photo shoot. If you want to see the pictures, they're on both of our Instagrams. If you want to see the video, what's on my YouTube. It was so much fun. Thank you for being that.
It's rare that I sit down and see a 12-minute YouTube video and stay fully engaged the whole time.
Well, and you were in it, so I think you had vested interest.
Those 12 minutes just flew by, and I thought, what a great lunch break at work that was.
You are welcome. Okay, well, good luck with your life.
TTYL.
Bang.